I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. In the older adult years, regular exercise is one of the most important things you can do for your health, and it's recommended that you include aerobic activity and muscle strengthening activity each week. To talk about staying involved in physical fitness or sports activities in the older adult years is Dr. Alec DeCastro. He's an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, from your perspective, what are some of the specific reasons for older adults to stay involved in fitness and sports activities?
The main reason they should stay involved is their general health. Interestingly, there was a recent Swedish study that showed that physical activity was the number one contributor to adding longevity or extra years to your life. We know that the body changes over time, particularly muscles. They can degenerate and you can lose muscle mass, and that accelerates as the decades pass. So on the flip side, though, staying sedentary, we know that leads to poorer outcomes, like poorer health. And so adults should try to stay active every day and try to incorporate exercise in their everyday life.
And why is aerobic activity and also muscle strengthening activity so important?
In the aging population, we know that it's important that you incorporate both, that you have aerobic exercises like walking and running or even organized activities or even muscle strengthening, which may be going to a fitness trainer or a gym to help your strength to prevent things like falls or to improve flexibility. The other thing that's interesting that exercise can do, particularly aerobic exercise, it can lead to improved cognitive function. There's studies that link exercise to improved and decreased risk of Alzheimer's disease or even cognitive impairment.
And what might some of the differences be for someone, say, over 65 years of age versus someone in the young adult years as far as staying physically fit?
It depends. It really depends on skill level. I have some patients that still function at a very high level. Sometimes we call them senior athletes or master's athletes. I even have some patients that are 70, 80 years old and they're completing full marathons. If you're just starting off, think that you need to do exercises that improve strength, balance and flexibility at least 2 days a week, and then the CDC's recommendation of at least 150 of moderate intensity activity a week or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity or somewhere a combination of both. Maybe you need to go see a physician or maybe even a fitness trainer or professional to help you guide you through these decisions.
What about people who have some level of arthritis, for example, but they really want to stay involved in sports and physical activities?
I think it's common for older patients to have some of those conditions like degenerative arthritis, particularly of their hips or their knees. So they may benefit from basic stretching or even walking or non-weight-bearing exercises like biking, swimming, or even water exercises. There's studies show that Tai Chi and yoga are really, really helpful for arthritis. They combine deep breathing, flowing movements, gentle poses, and meditation. So they increase flexibility, balance, and range of motion while reducing stress at the same time.
What about recovering from minor injuries from fitness or sports in the older years?
It's really, really important that you take off the time to need if you're injured. And so don't try to push through the pain. Let your body talk to you. Listen to your body. And then if you're unsure about your condition, you really have to make sure that you see consult or consult a physician or a sports medicine physician to help you diagnose that injury properly and guide you through recovery. You might need just, you know, a little bit of rest and time off, or you might need something like x-rays and imaging or see a physical therapist.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for providing information about sports and fitness in the older adult years.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.